Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Mem, the last daf of the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, the longest parak in Shas, I believe. And we'll see. We'll try to make a run for it. We'll see if we get to the end. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom. It is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program under the auspices of Harav Nevin Sal Shlita, geared toward working professionals to learn Halacha at a high level with a smicha option. Visit vialacha.com for more information about the new Zman. It is also sponsored by Charlie Gershbaum in memory of Moshe Weiss, Moshe Shraga Ben Rav Nassan on his yard site, the Nesham Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So essentially what we're going to learn about today is we're going to talk about the power of a mitzvah and the power of avoiding averos, the great schar that one could receive for performing mitzvos and for avoiding averos. And then on Amud Beis we're going to discuss whether Talmud is gadol or Maisa is gadol, and this type of Agadat Gemara relating to the value of mitzvos and the value of Talmud Torah. So let's begin. We are holding at the first medium-sized line on Daf Lamites Amud Beis, the Ha'amar Rabbi Lazar, toward the end of the line. So says the Gemara, we had said a Maisa yesterday of a person who was fulfilling the request of a parent, of a father, to do Shiluach HaKan, and as he was doing that, he dropped dead. So how is that possible? A person has promised Arichus Yamim, and such a thing is going to happen. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you had to hear Rav Aldazara, right? So ask the Gemara now, V'amar Rav Lazar Shluch HaMitzvah Nizokin. That can't happen. I thought we have a guarantee that when you're a Shliach Mitzvah, nothing's going to happen to you. Says Gemara, no, Hasam, when we say Shluch HaMitzvah Nizokin, it's Bali Chasun Shaini. That's only when you're on your way to do the mitzvah, so you'll be protected when you're on your way to do the mitzvah. Once you've already performed the mitzvah, so even though you're still involved in the act, it could be that a person will drop dead. Frakta Gemara, no. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, shlucha mitzvah nizokin lo ba'ali chasan v'lo b'chazi rasan. The guarantee is that there's not going to be any damage that comes upon someone who's doing a mitzvah, neither on the way toward the mitzvah, nor on the return from the mitzvah. Says Gemara, sulam ru'uahava. Now this fellow was climbing up a very rickety ladder to Kaviya Hezekah, where it would be very common for a person to be harmed when climbing such a ladder. Whenever the natural way of things is that you're doing something extremely dangerous, you cannot rely on a miracle, and even shluch mitzvah could be damaged. How do I know that? Because when Hashem told Shmuel Anavi to go to Beis Lechem to anoint David HaMelech with the Shemen HaMishcha to be the new king, and Shaul was still alive, how could I go? Shaul is going to hear about it and he's going to kill me. What do you mean Shaul is going to kill you? You're shluch mitzvah. Nothing could happen to you when you're shliach mitzvah. Oh, but it's shliach hezekah if you're married b'malchus. If you go and you try to anoint a new king when there is a king present. So since it's shliach hezekah, so therefore there is no guarantee of shluch mitzvah, and that's why Shmuel was so concerned about that. The Rambam in Akdamot Pirush HaMishnayos uses this, the fact that Shmuel was concerned, as a raya that a person doesn't need perfect bitachon in order to be a navi, because you see that Shmuel didn't have perfect bitachon. So in the commentaries on the Rambam, they say maybe it's from Shmona Prakim, not in Pirush HaMishnayos, but in the commentaries on the Rambam, they ask, what do you mean? The Gemara already asked that kasha, and the Gemara gave a different answer, that it was shchiyach hazekah, not that it was a lack of bitachon. So it could be that there are two different types of bitachon, but not for now. Amar Rav Yosef, v'mol darshe acher lahaykrak Rabbi Yaakov bar Bartei. If only Acher would have darshan the pasuk of l'man yitav lach v'arach l'yamim, that it says beishluach hakein, like Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, who said that pasuk is referring to all Abba, then lo chata. He wouldn't have sinned. He wouldn't have gone off the path. V'acher mayhu. Why? What happened with Acher? Because he could amr ki agav nechaza. Some say that what led him astray was seeing such a thing, that someone fulfilling a will of his father in doing shluach hakein and dropping dead. And he said it's against what the Torah says, and therefore he came to the conclusion that the Torah cannot be true. V'ikad amri. And others say lishu dechutz b'sam torgman chaza. He saw the tongue of chutz b'sam torgman davgarle davracha that was being dragged by a pig. So amr. And he said the mouth that said pearls of Torah, Yilachei Chafar, is going to lick the dirt now. And he saw that there's schar mitzvos that there's no schar mitzvos in Olam Hazeh. Where's the schar of the Torah? Nafak Chata. So he went out and he started doing averos. Rami Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Kisna the Rava. Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Kisna asked the following stira to Rava. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah called a mitzvah achas mitivin lo, that if a person does one mitzvah, so he'll have goodness come to him and he'll have arichus yamim. So it sounds like also in lo asalo, only if you actively do a mitzvah, you get rewarded, but not if you just refrain from doing an aveira, but a remini avastira. It says in a braisa, yashav velo avar aveira, nosan oskar kos a mitzvah, that even if a person just sits there and doesn't do an aveira, he gets rewarded as if he did a mitzvah. So apparently, even inaction sometimes earns a person reward. Samlei hasam gon shabbat varaver liado v'nitzal emena. No, that's different. That's in the case where you were presented with an opportunity for an aveira and you overcame that opportunity. When a person makes an active choice to not do an aveira, that's where he's going to get rewarded. But the fact that I'm not eating a cheeseburger right now, I'm not getting rewarded for that because no one's offering me a cheeseburger right now. Please don't do it right now. But no one's offering me, so I'm not going to get any special schar. Like the story was that Rav Chanina bar Papi was propositioned by a certain noble woman, Amra Milsa, so he said some sort of lachash, and he became extremely unattractive. His whole body became filled with boils in order to avoid the nisai. Of the Himilsa, she also knew how to use some sort of kishuf, v'itasi, and all of a sudden he was cured, and he was very attractive again. Arak tashabu bebani, so he ran off to hide in a bathhouse, t'chev island betrayin afilu b'yumama havu mitaski, and there were so many mazikin in this bathhouse, that even if you went in with another person, and normally mazikin don't bother groups of people, they only bother people who are all alone, and normally mazikin are only active at night, and not during the day, but if you went in with another person during the daytime, you would still get harmed. That's how bad this bathhouse was, and he still would rather go there than be faced with the nisayin for the aver. The machar, the next day, his colleague said to him, "Amalei Rabbanan, manatra, who guarded you when you were in that bathhouse? How did you survive?" Samalu, he said, "Shnei nosei kesar, the two nosei kelim of kesar, shemruni kol laila, watched over me the whole night." So Amalei Rabbanan said to Rav Chanina bar Papi, "Shem dvar erva bol yarchum nitzalte emenu. If you were zocha to have such protection in such a dangerous place, you must have had a situation where there was a dvar erva, they had an opportunity to commit, and you were saved from violating the aveira. Ditanina, because we have a braisa called about dvar erva liyado v'nitzalei menu osalones, that anyone who has a dvar erva where he has an opportunity and he's saved from it, a miracle happens to him." So now the Gemara brings other maisim of amuraim that were faced with nisyonos and mesiris nefesh, they were saved from the nisayon. So Paskin Tehillim says, "Gibori koach osei dvaro lishmo." Who are these giborim that are osa dvar Hashem? Kegon Rabbi Tzadok v'chaverav, like Rabbi Tzadok and his chaverim who had to overcome yetzer hara in order to fulfill the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What were the stories involving Rabbi Tzadok? Rabbi Tzadok tivatei ahu matrunisa. He was propositioned by a noble woman. Amar la chalash li libayi v'lo matzina. He said, "My heart is weak and I'm not able to perform the avera right now. Meaning I'm starving. I'm too hungry. So." Maybe you have something that I could eat that will give me my kaychus back. So Amrlei, she said, "I do, but I only have non-kosher food. We're not under, an Eidah Charedis Hashkacha in my brothel over here." So he said to her, "My nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? What kind of food I'm going to eat? Avidha, achala, people who commit these kinds of averos do eat these kinds of foods." So she got to Tanur, she lit up the oven with Kaman Chalei, and she put the food in the oven, salak v'yas b'gavei, and he climbed into the oven. So Amrlei, she said, "My hi, you're acting so weird. Why are you in the oven?" So Amrlei, he said to her, "Da avid ha, nafil ba'a, because someone who does these averos ends up burning anyway. So I might as well be here." So Amrlei, she said, "Yadi kuli hi, if I knew it was such a big deal for you, lo tziarte, I wouldn't have bothered you. I would have picked on somebody else." Rav Kana v'kamazmin di kuli, Rav Kana was selling baskets, tavate o matrunisa. And when you sell baskets for people to keep their sewing and weaving, Kalim, your most of your business is going to be with women. So Tavati Matrunisa, and a certain noble woman propositioned him. Amrlai, he said, "Ezelik shit nafshai. I'm going to go and get myself all cleaned up in order to do the avera." Salak v'kanaf v'migra la'ara. Instead, he went and he jumped off the roof. Also, Eliyahu kabli, and Eliyahu went and caught him, so he didn't die. Amrlai, so Eliyahu Navi said to Rav Kana, "Atrach the nabrame apar." parsi. You schlepped me 400 parcels. I had to get here in order to save you. Some later, Rav Kahana said, "Mi garam li lavani yusa." You know why I face such nisyonos? It's because I'm living in poverty, so I have no choice but to have a malacha that's involved with nashim. So yavle shifa to dinri. So he gave him a bunch of money so that he won't have to worry about such things in the future. So the Gemara had quoted this maisa, the Mishnah rather, where in yesterday's daf, the count that went through elu dvarim where your och perasel b'mazen karen kahemas liolam abbas. So the Gemara is now going to explain where the Mishnah knew that all that entire list is true, that you have peros and olam hazeh and karen kahemas olam abba. Rami le rav of Nachman Tana, and it says in the Mishnah elu dvarim shad mosa son be och perasel b'mazen karen kahemas lo liolam abba elu hein, and those mitzvos are kibun aveim gemilz chasad mavah shal menem chaver v'sal metara keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is connected all the mitzvahs together because the Torah brings a person to do all of these other mitzvahs. So how do I know that these mitzvahs have this dual schar? The kibbutz of the aim, when it comes to kibbutz of the aim, I know it's ochel perasim ol mazeh because ksiv leman yarichun yamecha leman yitavlach. So we assume yarichun yamecha means olam haba and yitavlach means olam hazeh. Begmilas chasadim that you're ochel perasim ol mazeh, we learn because ksiv, it says in Mishlei, rodif tzedaka v'chesed yimtza chayim tzedaka. So we say Yim Tzachayim is an Olam Haba, Tzedakah V'Chavod is an Olam Hazeh. Ubava Shalom, and by Hava Shalom, that a person is Ochel Peres B'Olam Hazeh, Ksiv Bakei Shalom V'Radfehu, Va'am Rabbi Avo, Asya, we learn that a person is Ochel B'Olam Hazeh, aside from the Keren Kehemes Olam Haba, from Gzera Sheva, Redifa Redifa, Ksiv Hacha, it says, by maybe Shalom Elam L'Chavero, Bakei Shalom V'Radfehu, Lashon Redifa, Uksiv Hasam, by Gemilz Chasadim, it says, Rodev Tzedakah of a chesed is a yim tzachayim tzedakah u'kavod. So just like by Gnilas Chasadim, we said yuzocha to chay olam haba and tzedakah and shalom and olam hazeh, so too when it comes to havah shalom, yuzocha to the same things. And b'talmud Torah we learn it from because ksiv ki hu chayecha ve'orech yamecha. Chayecha is olam hazeh, orech yamecha is olam haba. So ask the Gemara, wait, b'shiluach hakeinami ksiv. There's an item missing from the list. By Shuluch HaKein, it also says, Leman Yitavlach V'arachta Yamim. So listening to Amiha, let the Tana mention Shuluch HaKein among those mitzvos that are Ochel Perasim Ma'amazav HaKein Kaim Salam Abba. Says, we're a Tana V'Shir. The Tana is not giving an exhaustive list. So it leaves off Shuluch HaKein, even though Einach Hanami, Shuluch HaKein belongs on the list. So ask the Gemara, Tani Tana, Eilu Dvarim, V'at Amr Tana V'Shir. It says, Eilu Dvarim. Eilu Dvarim sounds like these are the mitzvos on that list. Sounds like it's an exhaustive list. And you're telling me that there are items left off the list. So Ravidi Azbrili, Ravidi explained the basis of the Mishnah, that why the Mishnah left certain items off the list, because Shiloh came off the list, because Imut Tzadik Kitov, Ki Prima Leim Yochelu. So L'chor, it's difficult. It says Tzadik Kitov, Chiyesh Tzadik Tov, Yesh Tzadik Sheino Tov. Is there a type of Tzadik that's Tov and a Tzadik that's Eino Tov? Every Tzadik is Tov. El Tov L'Shemayim V'la Brios, Tzizeu Tzadik Tov. If a person behaves well, Benodin Lako, as well as Ben Adam L'Chavero, that's a Tzadik Tov that enjoys the benefits of his actions in this world. But Tov L'Shemayim V'ra'al L'Brios, but a person who doesn't behave properly to other people, even though he's very righteous in his behaviors, Ben Adam L'Makom, Zeu Tzadik She'eno Tov. That's a Tzadik She'eno Tov. So only those things, those items that are listed in the Mishnah, those who do them are Metiv Im Habrios. They're doing good with other people, so they enjoy the benefits in Olam Hazeh as well. But Shiluach HaKein doesn't involve anything that benefits the Brios. It only benefits, it's only a service of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he doesn't get the Peros Bal Mazak. Similarly, we have a pasuk that says, Oy le Rosh Ra, ki gemul yadav yasalo, v'chiyesh Rosh Ra, v'yesh she'eno Ra. Is there such a thing as a Russia that's evil and a Russia that's not evil? Isn't every Russia evil? El Ra L'Shemayim V'ra L'Brios, who Rosh Ra? If a person is bad and Ben Adam Lakom and Ben Adam L'Chavero, that's a Rosh Ra. Ra L'Shemayim, but if he's bad l'shmayim, not so bad l'brios, zeh rasha she'eino ra. That's a rasha that's not so ra. So Gemar brings another brisa that explains the psukim we had quoted. Hazuchus, because of ma'isim tovim yesh l'keren, you're able to receive schar of mitzvos v'yesh l'peros, and you get more than the schar of the mitzvah shenemar, because the pasuk says imru tzadik ki tov ki prima aleim yochelu. The pasuk continues. So you see that there's a pre for ma'isim tovim. Aveira yesh l'keren. When you do an aveira, you get punished for the the Avera, so there's the Keren of the Avera, Ve'en LaPeros, but you don't get punished more than the Avera, so there's no extra Peros from the Avera. Shnemar, Oy LaRasha, Ra, and the Pasuk continues, Ki Gmul Yadav Ye'oselo. So it sounds like it's only the Gmul Yadav that he's going to receive, only his just desserts, but nothing more. Ve'elmani Mekayim, so what do I do with the Pasuk in Mishlei? V'yochum Pridakum Matzosem Yispu'u, that you eat the peros in your lifetime, in the tzaros that you find in the Keren stays for you in Gehenna as well. So you see that there's a pre for the Avera as well, that there's something beyond the exact punishment for the Avera. So Avera sha'osa peros, an Avera that produces peros, like Chilul Hashem, that a person does an Avera b'farhesia, and other people learn from it, and they therefore follow that example, and they start doing Averos, so yesh la peros. So then the Onesh is also going to make peros, meaning if the Avera is continuing to have its impact, so the punishment for the Avera will continue. But v'sheinos aperos, but if it's a private Avera that's just been olivein atzmo, no one else knows about it, no one's learning from it, so it's he had this one anomalous behavior, so that's it, so he's going to get punished for that behavior, and that's it. So in laperos, he's not going to have any peros. Now we had said that machshava ra'a, we said back on the Lamentas, and yesterday's daf, that machshava ra'a, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not going to punish a person as if he did a maisa. So Gemara explains that there's a difference between machshava ra'a versus machshava tova. So machshava tova, when a person thinks to do a mitzvah, even though in the end of the day he wasn't able to do the mitzvah, something prevented him. Mitzar for the ma'isa, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to consider it as if he did the mitzvah. Shnemar az nidbur yirei Hashem ishal re'eu ve'akshev Hashem ha'yishma ve'yikasiv sefer zikar in the fun of the yirei Hashem l'chosh ve'shmo. My l'chosh ve'shmo. What does it mean l'chosh ve'shmo? Am Rabbi Asi afilu chashvad nasas mitzvah menenas v'lasa. Even a person only tried to do a mitzvah, planned to do a mitzvah, but then an onus happened and he couldn't do it. Malavakasav kilu asa'a. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he did it. Machshava ra'a in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah for the ma'isa. But if a person has machshava ra'a, plans to do an avera, and then doesn't end up doing it, Hashem is not going to consider that like a ma'isa. Shnemar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to hold us accountable for what's in our hearts, in our plans to do Aviros. What do I do with the pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring pre-machshavosam, even for the machshava? Machshava shows a pre and machshava, then in the end of the day, you followed that machshava and you did the Avera, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'isa. You get punished not only for the Avera, but for all the planning that went into the Avera as well. Machshava she'en b'pri, machshava that doesn't have a pri, where there was no forethought, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'isa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mitzar for the ma'isa. Meaning, very often, an avera is just it's a heat of the moment, spur of the moment, person couldn't overcome his yetzer hara. But other times, there's planning involved. If there's planning, that's much worse. So ve'ela hadichsiv, that which the pasuk says, leman tefos espesi soil belibam. So it sounds like even on a hearer avera, belibam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tofes us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, ahu, that pasuk that says that there's an onesh for machshavas avera, b'avod z'chav mudichsiv. That's an exception. That's for avod zara. Tamar mar chamura avod z'chav shekala kofar ba kimod b'kol tarakula. Avod zara is much more severe. If you're covering avod zara, it's as if you're moda in kol tarakula, and the opposite, which the Gemara didn't even want to verbalize, is if you're moda b'avod zara, it's as if you're kofar b'kol tarakula, and therefore even a machshava avod zara hakadosh baruch hu's mitzayif l'maisa. Another possible answer. Ula Amar, Ula says that when the pasuk says Leman Tfos Espes Yisrael Belibam, it sounds like even what's in our hearts we get punished for. Kid Rav Huna, Tam Rav Huna, Kivin Shavar Adam Avera Vishanaba. If a person does an Avera and then violates it again, Hutrulo, becomes mutter to him. Hutrulo Sal Gadaitach. Wow, that's a neat trick. All you got to do is do it twice, and then all of a sudden it becomes mutter to you. Ela Nasis Lo Keheter. No, it means that a person will start to treat it in his own life as if it's a heter, and it's going to therefore be very difficult to break the habit. It's going to be one of the dvarim ma'akvim esachuva. It's going to prevent him from doing tshuva because he's just going to be so in the habit of doing it that he's going to think of it as a davar mutter since he doesn't. So once the Gemara had mentioned that an avera that it's osa peros like chil Hashem has peros as far as its onesh is concerned. So we're going to talk more about chil Hashem. Better to do an avera privately rather than to be mechal Hashem shemayim publicly. better that you do avodah zarah b'seisr and not be mechal Hashem Shemayim b'galui, because someone who sees that is going to be mezalzel in the covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar Rabbi Elayah Zaki Nimro, Adam Shitzu Meskaber Lav. If a person feels that his yetzar hara is overpowering him, yelech l'makom shein makirno, so go somewhere where nobody knows you. V'yilbash shcharim v'yiskas shcharim. Cover yourself all in black clothing and black garments. V'yasa kamo shalibo chafetz, and do whatever you want there. V'alichal Hashem Shemayim b'farasya. Better that than to be mechal Hashem Shemayim b'farasya. So, frankly, Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'atanya kol shalom chasal kavod kono roy lo shalom ol yolam. If a person is not concerned with the covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's better off never having come into this world. So, mahi, what's something? What do we mean? Someone who's not chasal kavod kono? Rabba omer zeh mistakel bakeshes. Rabba says it means someone who is mistakel at a rainbow. Rav Yosef omer zeh over aver b'seiser. But we're more interested for our purposes in Rav Yosef's opinion, which is that is someone who doesn't avera b'seiser. He's not worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees him. He's only worried that other people are going to see him. So you see that an avera b'seiser, in a certain sense, is the ultimate chutzpah, because you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm worried about other people, but I'm not worried about you. So lo kasha. Had the matzi kayif liyitzrei, had lo matzi kayif liyitzrei. One situation is where you can be kofer yitzar, the other one is where you can't. So if you can't overcome the yitzar, better do it privately than publicly. But if you can, then you really got to overcome the yitzar, and don't think that you're able to hide from the Ribbono Shel Olam. T'nanasam, ein makifin b'chil Hashem, echot shog v'echot meizid, that we're not makif al chil Hashem. So says Gemara, my ein makifin, what does that mean? Amar zutra, she'ein osin kichenveni, that not like a storekeeper that sells on credit, that only collects la'achar zman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for chil Hashem immediately. Another possible explanation, Marbrei d'Rabbana Amar, when it says ein makifin b'chil Hashem, lomar shem haisa shkula machra'as, that if you have 50-50 zuchuyos and avonos, but on the side of avonos, one of the averos is chil Hashem, that's machria in that direction. That's considered to be such an avera that it would weigh tip the scales in that direction. Once the Gemara says chil Hashem is machria l'kaf chova, so the Gemara brings a brisa about the scales up in Shemayim, which is amazing that we're doing this during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Tana Rabbanan li'olam a yira adam atzmo. Person should always see himself as if ki'ilu chetzio chayiv v'chetzio zakai, as if he's 50-50 in terms of averos and mitzvos. And therefore, asa mitzvah achas ashrav sheichriya atzmo l'kav schus. He does one mitzvah, that's awesome, because now he has tipped the scales l'kav schus. Avar avera achas, if he does one avera, that's terrible. Oilo sheichriya atzmo l'kav chove. He's tipped the scales toward chove. Shenem ravachot ha'echad ya'abed tova harbe. B'shil chet yichidi shachata ovid mimenu tovas harbe. Because of one avera, he's going to lose all of that good, all the mitzvos that were on the other side of the scale. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon explains the pasuk about to be not about an individual, but about the whole world. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lefi Sha'olam Nidonacha Rubo. The whole world is judged based on the rov. If rov of the olam is tzaddikim, they're zocha letova. If the rov reshayim, they're all punished. Vayachin Nidonacha Rubo, as well as an individual, that if he's rov zuchios, he's a tzaddik, and if he's rov avonos, he's a rasha. So a person has to see the olam as if it's 50-50, and himself as if he's 50-50, and therefore asa mitzvacha. So when he does one more mitzvah, and therefore he makes himself a tzaddik in a world that's exactly 50% rishonim and 50% tzaddikim. So shechriya es atzmo, he has now turned himself into a tzaddik. Ves kol olam l'kav schus. And now there's one more tzaddik than there are rishonim. So he tipped the balance of the entire world. Avra avera achas, if he does one avera, oilo shechriya es atzmo ves kol olam l'kav chova. Goes in the other direction also. Shnemar v'chol te'echad b'shvil chet yichidi shasazah abimenu kalolam tova harbe. For one aver, this guy did. He cost the whole world so much goodness. Rabbi Shimon Yechai Omer afilu tzadu gomor kol yamav. Even if a person is a tzadu gomor his entire life, umarad and barachrona, and he rebels against Kodesh Baruch Hu, at the end of his life, ibed es harishonos, he loses all the mitzvos that he had previously done. Shnemar tzidkos tzadik lo tatzilenu biyom pisho, that the tzidkos of the tzadik will not protect him, will not save him biyom pisho, on the day that he rebels, on the day that he doesn't, that he starts doing averus. Afilu Russian gomor kol yamav asa tshuva ba'achrona. Even if a person is a Russian gomor his entire life and he does tshuva at the end, ein maskirin lo shuv risho, his rishos will not count from anymore. Shemar rishos rasha yikashal ba biyom shuva mi risho, that all of the rishos that he did won't count for him on the day that he does tshuva from the rishos. Ask Gemara, why if he's marad ba'achrona, does he lose all the mitzvahs he did his whole life? At least count it 50. 50, the guy spent 80, 90 years doing mitzvahs and meisim tovim, and like that, it just all disappears? How could that be? Some Reish Lakish, b'toa al harishonos. That's only in a situation where he regrets the mitzvahs that he had done, and therefore he loses the schar from all of those mitzvahs that he had done. So now the Mishnah, this Mishnah is a hemshich of the previous Mishnah. It speaks about the schar of mitzvahs, and this Mishnah tells us how a person becomes a complete person and how a person loses out. Kol sheyeshnu b'mikra b'mishnah b'derech eretz. If a person learns Tanakh and he learns Mishnayis and he acts with derech eretz to other people, lo b'mehera hu chote. He's likely not to sin very quickly. Shneimar v'chut meshulash lo b'mehera yinatek. That if he has this three-pronged cord of goodness, he's not likely to sin. So if someone has these three milos, it's not likely he's going to do averus. V'kol she'eno lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishnah v'lo b'derech eretz eino min ha'yishuv. If a person has none of these things, so he's not helping the yishuv ha'olam, and he's just a moshav leitzim his whole life, and he's pasul eidos if a person doesn't have mikra mishnah or derech eretz. So Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik lamat tzadikim nimshalim ba'olam hazeh. What are tzadikim compared to in this world? The ilan shkula omid makom tahara v'nofanot l'makom tuma, like a tree that's based in a makom tahara, but it branches out over into a makom tuma. Nitzas nofa, if you cut off that branch that's in the makom tuma, kula omid makom tahara, it's entirely in a makom tahara. Kach Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe yisurim al tzadikim olam hazeh kedei sheyirshu olam haba. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings yisurim to tzadikim olam hazeh so that they will be yoreish olam haba. Shenemar vayireshischa mitzar v'achrischa yishka ma'od, that you'll begin out with tzar but in the end you'll grow greatly. Lamar rishayim ulamar rishayim domim olam hazeh. What are rishayim like in this world? The ilan shkula omid makom tuma v'nofa not makom tahara, like a tree that's based in a makom tuma and the branches go out to makom tahara. Niktas nofa, you cut off the branches, kulam makom tuma. So it's entirely in makom tuma. Kach Kodesh Baruch Hu mashpia and tovel rishon b'olam hazeh kidei l'tordin l'arish l'medrega atachtona. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives good to rishayim in this world in order to get rid of whatever schar they otherwise would have had. Shneimar yesh derech yashar lefnei yesh v'achris adarkei mavis. And a lot of what happens to people in this world is to pave a smoother path to the direction they're headed in the next world. So we had said lima Torah and derech eretz and midos tovos, person is not going to do averus. So the Gemara says, well, kavari Rabbi Tarfon Zkenu Mesubim Ba'aliyah space nitzah b'lud v'nishal ha'shele zubifneim. They already struggled with this philosophical question. Talmud gadol or ma'isa gadol? We highlighted in the Mishnah the importance of Talmud Torah and the importance of midos tovos. Which one's more important? Nana Rabbi Tarfon Va'amar ma'isa gadol, that actions, the way a person acts in mitzvos, is more important than Talmud Torah. Nana Rabbi Kiva Va'amar Talmud gadol, that learning is greater. Nana Kula Va'amar Talmud gadol she'talmud maybe l'day ma'isa. Ultimately, learning is more important because you're not going to know how to do the mitzvos unless you learn. So you got to learn in order to know how to do the mitzvos. So even if mitzvos are more important, learning turns out to be more important. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Gadol Talmud Shekodam L'chala. Talmud Torah is more important than Maisa Mitzvos because it precedes the mitzvah of Afrashas Chala Arba'im Shana by 40 years. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah was already given to us in Sinai at the Kabbalah Satorah on the third month of leaving Mitzrayim, whereas the mitzvah of Chala is 40 years later when we enter Yisrael Ulechumas Maisos Chamishim Varba. And it came 54 years before Chumas Maisos, which was only after Kibush V'chiluk. Uleshmitim Shishim V'achas. And it was only 7 years later after that we had our first Shemitah, Uliovlos Me'avishalosh. And it was many years after that we had our first Yovel. So you see, Talmud Torah came so much earlier. Me'avishalosh, so I asked the Gemara, wait, 103 years till the first Yovel? Me'avarba Avyon. It was 104 years between when we became Mechuyev in Talmud Torah and Yovel, because Yovel is only Mishamet Besofo. So it turns out that 50 full years have to pass till Yovel. So Kasavri Yovel Mitchiloso Mishamet. No, it assumes that Yovel is Mishamet at the beginning of the year. Ukshem Shalimut Kodom L'Maisa. Just like Limud Torah comes before Maisa, Kach Dino, so too in the Yom Adin Kodom L'Maisa. The din that we face over Talmud Torah comes before the din that we face for Maisa Mitzvos. Kid Rav Amnuna. Dav Rav Amnuna Ein Tchilas Dino Shel Adam El Al Divrei Torah. The first question, the big bechina up in Shemayim, is about how we learn Torah. Shnemar Poter Mayim Mireishes Reishes Madon. Ukshem Shadino Kodom L'Maisa Kach Scharo Kodom L'Maisa. Just like we're going to face the din about Talmud Torah before the din about Maisa, so to the reward comes before. Shnemar v'itin lemartos goyim v'amalum yirashu b'avur yishmur chukav v'taros av yinsaru. So you see that it says the schar of shmiros chukav, which is Talmud Torah, before shmiros ha-mitzvos. Kol shein lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishnah v'lo b'darach eretz. We said zeinu min a yishuv. Am Rabbi Yochanan pasul edels, and such a person is pasul edels. Tanu Rabbanan ha'ochel b'shuk ha'reiz the dom lekelav. A person eats in the market in public. He's like a dog. V'yeshom and pasul edels. Some say he's even pasul edels. He has no dignity. Am Ravidi Baravin halach k'yeshom. We pass like k'yeshom. Darish bar kapara ragzon lo also biyado ella ragzenusa. If a person gets angry, all he's going to get, all he's going to be left with is his anger, and nothing good is going to happen from it. Ula adam tov matim moso mi pri masav. And for a good person, has good midos, he's going to benefit from those midos. For kol shein lo b'mikvah lo mishav lo b'derech eretz dar hanaa mimeno shenemar of moshav leitzim lo yashav moshvo moshav leitzim. And if a person doesn't have mikvah mishav and derech eretz, so his whole life is a leitzonus and is a moshav leitzim. Hadron Allah chayisha niknis. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Okay.